Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Let's turn our attention to La Caprara Valley Dawson Boyd Boys Tennis with head coach Barry Brace. And good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I tell you what, pretty successful week for you guys in the section play in Redwood Falls this past week.
Yeah, it was. I would say probably historic in a few ways. We were able to advance. I think in the past, I think there have been times when we'd advanced maybe a couple of positions, maybe a singles and a doubles. I remember, I think Jack Hansen moving on to the semifinals, and Kate Robertson and his partner Jess Hansen. I think this is when Jess was in eighth grade, moving on to the semifinals. But we actually moved all four of our entries: Eli Weber and Ryan Borstad in singles, and then Conrad Matthews and Blake Buer in doubles, as well as Cody McKesson and Trevor Sigdahl in doubles as well. So we had, I'd be honest with you, I don't really think that I saw that coming. So it was a real pleasant surprise. Half of the semifinalists in the competition on Tuesday were from our school, so that was a pretty good showing.
Okay, real good. Well, take us through the details there, Coach.
Yeah, well, we went into it knowing that for most of us, we were going to be playing higher seeds, and so we knew the semifinals were going to be a challenge for us. Unfortunately, no one won their semifinal match. There were some good matches there. Conrad and Blake played the number 3 seed from Montevideo. Noah Steckman and Brandon Johnson, and they lost in straight sets. There's some good. It was a good match, but Montevideo played really well. And then Cody and Trevor, they fell to the number 1 seed, which is Laverne, who eventually went on to win the section. And so they ended up in a third-place match. So it was our teammates playing against teammates. And Conrad and Blake, who had been one doubles for us all year, they defeated Cody and Trevor in 3 sets. And so Conrad and Blake earned third place, Cody and Trevor fourth place. But, of course, at that point, you're meddling and you had a good run. So even though we didn't get a true second match, it was still a really good result for the boys to finish third and fourth. Mm-hmm. In singles, Eli faced the number 1 seed, Chris Jelkin, in the semifinals. And Jelkin was undefeated on the year, and they had a really good match. It was a really good matchup. I think Eli has been playing his best tennis. The first set didn't really go his way. It wasn't as close as he would have liked it, but the second set, he was actually up quite a bit. Ended up losing that second set 5-7. But it was a really good showing, and that would really make a difference here later on in the day. Ryan Borstad, he faced Riley Emery, and Riley is kind of an old foe of Ryan's. They played quite a bit last year, with Riley winning all 3 of their matchups, but they've had some good matches. Ryan was hoping to turn the tables on him. Riley was the number 2 seed, but unfortunately, Riley was still just a little bit tougher, just kind of outlasted Ryan. They had a couple of really good sets, but Riley came out on top. So again, in the third place match, it was teammates playing teammates. It was Eli and Ryan, my 1 and 2 singles players, playing against each other, and Eli came out on top there. Two well played sets, though. They really had a good time competing against each other. But what that meant, though, is because Riley lost to Jelkin in the championship match, it meant that set up an opportunity for Eli to come back into a true second match against Riley Emery of Montevideo. And he was able to take Riley out in straight sets. He had lost to Riley earlier in the year. So this is a really big win for Eli, first of all, to be able to beat Riley in that setting, and secondly, because it also means that now for the 13th straight year, we've got someone going to the state tournament. But this is the first time in my tenure as coach in 15 years that we have someone going to state that is not named Hansen. And that's a pretty big accomplishment for Eli.
Yep, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations to Eli Weber and the whole tennis team. Great season. Well, how many years going down the state, Barry, did you say?
Well, this will be, I believe, 13 straight years now. Okay. That we've had a state representative in individuals.
Good. When is the state?
That'll be next week. We'll head down on Wednesday for a little bit of hitting indoors, and then Thursday morning at 8 a.m., He's matched up against a young man who's number five seed. His name is Justin Bobo from Rochester Lord. So it'll be a tough first round match. But just the fact that he's gotten there, gotten this far, I can definitely tell you he's playing the best tennis of his season right now. So it's a good time to get up against some really good competition.
All right, real good. Coach, thanks a lot for filling us in, and we'll talk to you next Saturday and maybe wrap up the tennis season.
Sounds good.
All right, that's head coach Barry Brace of Lock Pro Valley Dawson Boyd Boys Tennis. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.